What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. And you would know it rather well. It's my first day. Actually, this is not my fault for once. We have nothing going right for StreamYard. It's not playing the video. Nothing that I did this time, believe it or not. But welcome to Coexisting. It is Friday, May 19th. Maggie, how are you?
I have no idea how to tell this to you, Rob, because like I thought that we were going to have 3 minutes of me reacting to Dynamite, so I just saved everything. Oh, we will.
We will have that. That I promise.
And I don't have an interesting story for you today. Otherwise, like I will tell our wonderful people in the chat that I just yelled at you for humming the first 2 seconds of Baby Shark. I yelled at you. Stop it.
I didn't say anything.
Just you moving your head. I fucking hate this song so fucking much. I want this song to fucking die. A slow and painful death. It is the stupidest song ever. Oh. And all of the parents in the entire world should be ashamed for putting this song out there in like little kiddies' heads. Oh. It's a fucking stupid song. And every version of this song is stupid. So, like, my best friend's husband sends me this song all the time because it's baby Darth, you know? You know, Darth Vader being all, trying to be all cute and stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you. That's so sweet. Like, Darth Vader, like, the world's biggest badass, singing baby Darth, fucking go away. Forever and ever, and I hope you get hemorrhoids, you know?
I hope you're talking about the person that did the song, not me, because I don't want hemorrhoids.
Everyone who likes this song.
Okay, I don't like the song. I just, like I said earlier.
I hate it so much. It's the stupid thing that goes into your head after hearing 2 seconds of it. I fucking hate those songs. Why is it so annoying? Okay. Why?
Well, I got good news now. The video loaded. So now let's do our opening. Here we go.
Look at that big mud streak. Oh my God. It's all in his face.
Dang, this girl got a big booty. Straight to jail. Straight to jail. You're done.
You're so happy.
Oh, that third one I've been in trouble for. Well, you can't say that to a guy. Number two, I've never done that into a fan though. And I've probably done number one that I know of.
Yeah, no. Is this you know, what happens when you make an Instagram account and you just spend a lot of time watching Instagram reels? Because yeah,
I type in fart, and that's how I found the dog video one. No, I just found them, and
it's a really old video, by the way.
Oh, you've seen that one?
A lot.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen it. Okay, well, we have a super chat from our good friend Ryan Sullivan, who says, I need you both to know I started singing Shots by LMFAO, but instead I was singing Rob and Maggie. Nice.
I have no idea what the song is.
Oh, you should give it a try on YouTube or one of those other.
Wow, the Ryan just taught me something.
Yeah. Spotify.
Yes. So yes, thank you. Thank you, Ryan. You're just a ray of sunshine. Which sounded sarcastically, but is not. Guys, please like the video, share the video on social media, and please send us a super chat on, you know, the bottom of the live chat, or a humper chat. A humper chat's, you know, make us keep a little bit more of the money. And we need a lot, especially me. Like, don't mind Rob, I need it because I'm going to Wembley and I have no money. London is fucking expensive. So yes, please send us your thoughts. We have a bunch of stuff to talk about, and we're anxious to see what you guys think about it. Rob?
Yeah, you know.
Do you want to start the show? Because
yeah, I am. I am ready. It's been a crazy week with like CM Punk stuff, but the best thing is instead of all that crap, like going on with CM Punk and. Like, is he going to come back? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? The good thing that happened was, Maggie, we got the Elite back. And we will show Maggie. I was able to get Maggie to show her reactions or to get her reactions. And we will show her reactions today when we get ready to talk more about Dynamite. We will do that. But we also will have Jeremy Lambert stopping by. To talk about one of the
imagine if stops by right in the middle of my reaction and says, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's true. But
yeah, we will have Jeremy on the show.
You know, you're probably right. Maybe we should just go ahead and do that because I told him anytime after 3:15 would be good. So let's just go ahead and what the hell? It's my first day. Might as well just do it. Plus I think it's people want to. People are here because they want to see your reactions too. So why not?
They're here for your beautiful face.
Yeah. Here we go.
Rob asked me to do reactions for Dynamite. So I'm absolutely sure nothing newsworthy happened on the show. It's also 6 a.m. So this is how committed I am to this bit. Let's see what happens.
It's spit in my
I want you to spit up.
Don't blame me,
Taz. Never mind. Jerk! That's not fun. What are you doing? Just pin him. Oh, he's gonna. Shawn Michaels just got an erection. What did I miss? When did Sammy become a baby thing?
Time, Jeff Jarrett, Jay Lethal, along with Seven Sin and Sanjay Dutt.
You bitch! Oh my god! Oh my god, I thought he threw him up the stairs! Grass. What is that bird on my window? The Did he grab his dick? Wait, so he cheated? He's not supposed to cheat. He's a baby face. That's stupid. Oh, here we go.
Just as I said, did I do a good job there or what? I didn't unmute the fucking mic. That's a good job, Rob. But anyways.
Hey, friends.
I knew, like, once that happened, I had to figure, I'm like, I gotta just at least try. Because if I don't try, I will regret it. So I just said, Maggie, reactions please. And I figured maybe like it's been a while and you're like he wouldn't ask
if, I know I knew that you weren't going to ask if something big didn't happen, but here's the thing, I my stupid brain was like, oh my gosh, AJ Lee's is debuting. Because like, you know that people want to see me react if AJ comes back to wrestling. Like, I am going to lose my shit a lot, like a lot. So the moment I woke up, I simply woke up to pee, Rob. And I saw your message and I'm like, yeah, okay, I need to get up now. So I had to get up at 6 a.m. in order to watch the show and do the reactions, because doing the reactions takes a lot of time, guys. It takes a lot of time. It also, you know, it takes time. And then, like, editing and just putting together everything, like, it takes a lot of time. So apart from everything else I had to do for the rest of the day, it takes a lot of time. So I had to get up, and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm getting up now.
You're like,
so,
you're like GD, Rob, damn it.
Yeah.
But we got two more.
Out for the best.
We got two more super chats here. We got one from our good friend Alex, who you can catch tonight for the Friday night SmackDown and Rampage post show.
So it was a pleasure to listen to Alex, by the way. Like, I don't, of course, because I work all the time, I don't have the luxury of watching on YouTube. So I always listen to them on Spotify when I'm walking home to work on Saturday mornings. So he's always a, you know.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah,
he always brings up a fresh perspective.
Oh yeah,
which is always refreshing. Thank you for the love and the money, although you like Baby Shark, and I.
Yes, and he's another person that has a lovely voice, by the way.
He does have a lovely voice.
And Throwback, our good friend Throwback, says, Maggie, I hear, I'm not going to say it every day, but Brody loves Bluey, and that theme song is annoying because of it rhymes. By the way, Brody's first words were dada.
Of course it were, Dada.
Very cool.
Also, hug your wife, please. Yeah. Hug your wonderful, wonderful friend.
So, Maggie, let's... Hey, it's been a while. Please do. So, Maggie, CM Punk took over the news cycle, which I figured was going to happen. And partly because of what happened was, A, I think it was blown out of proportion with the whole upfront thing, because it was reported Tuesday night by Variety and other like entertainment sources that Warner Brothers Discovery told like any like presenters, like stars or like basically stars of TV shows and sports athletes and people that were going to be part of TV shows that they did not want them to be there because of the writer strike that's going on. And they didn't want them like crossing stuff, and they didn't want to cause that havoc basically. So basically that meant CM Punk, they weren't going to show CM Punk, but it turns out
AJ Lee was there.
it turns out that according to reports that CM Punk was still like everything was scratched out the night before. I think it was Tuesday that they were supposed to just scrap everything with CM Punk's mention, reportedly, because they didn't have, because of the Ace Steel stuff, like they were bringing him back. It's just been it's been a big mess with what's been going on.
Really?
I don't know if you've noticed that, but it's been a big mess. Now, my thing is, I cannot believe Ace Steel. Let's say everything is true that they brought Ace Steel back. I can't believe they did in the first place. What are your thoughts on that?
Rob, it's been 8 months. It's been 8 months. We've talked about this for 5,000 years. You know what? I just don't care. I don't care anymore. This is causing me so much anxiety. You have no idea. I know that there are a ton of people out there who thrive and enjoy the chaos right now. I've made it clear on this show that I enjoy the chaos if it's controlled chaos and it's controlled by me. Like, this is the type of chaos I enjoy. I watch wrestling to get away from my anxiety. This is causing me anxiety. This isn't something that I want to see. Like, real life drama, trauma, and other stuff. Like, I would watch my own life if I were interested in that, like, at all whatsoever. At this point, I just want one thing to happen. I want CM Punk to be at peace, okay? Because I feel like he's not enjoying himself at all. This was supposed to be this wonderful thing. CM Punk was back in wrestling after 7 long years. We all of us wanted CM Punk to be back. He came back and all these stuff started happening. Like, it wasn't supposed to be like that. At the end of the day, you're sitting there like, maybe watch out what you wish for, you know? And, you know, you start wondering, like, is it, you know, just the circumstances, or is it him? Is it Ace Steel? Is it the Elite? Like, what is it? And you don't, and then you start thinking, but why exactly did Cody Rhodes go away? Was it because of Punk? Maybe it was because of Punk. And then you start thinking about stuff. But, like, I really want CM Punk to be happy, okay? And if... Is it possible at all for CM Punk to be happy? Like, what will make him happy? Like, what is it? Like, they make a show around him just because for the sole purpose for him to be in to continue to be in this company, be a part of it, and split the rosters, because there are people who do not want to be in the same room with each other, in the same building as each other. He gets that show. They build it around him. But, like, other stuff starts happening. Is Ace Steel back? Is he back? Has he been back for months now or no? Is he going to be involved in creative? Is he going to be involved in the Elite's creative? Will he pitch a segment in which Matt and Nick Jackson shave their backs in their bathroom backstage. Like, what? What? Like, what? And if this whole thing, the Elite are still EVPs. They are still EVPs. And as EVPs, you'd think that they must be on that other show, right? Because they're part of that company. If they're on Dynamite and Punk is on Collision, but they're still EVPs, they have to be there. Like, no one else is an EVP.
Well, yeah, like, yeah, wrestler-wise, correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, and how are you able to be okay working in a company where the EVPs can't stand you? Like, how? And seriously, guys, we can never know what happened until that day comes where all of them get into a room and do a podcast together about Brawl Out. We will never know, because the Elite are so incredibly silent. And the only thing that they've been doing is being incredibly passive aggressive on BTE, you know, about this entire situation. Punk has, you know, made his Instagram stories a trash fire, you know, a shitstorm of all these things spitting on, you know, wrestling journalists all around, you know, and his colleagues and whatever. And you're like, I just want to watch and love wrestling. What is happening? Like, why? What? No. So at this point, please come back or don't come back. Please just, what? Why are we doing this? We keep doing this to ourselves. I know that people thrive in this sort of situations, but I just want it to be over. I'm just so tired, Rob. And I really want to hug Sean, because he's been covering this a lot. And I feel like he's so mentally exhausted from this entire thing, because people are attacking wrestling journalists online a lot.
Oh, well, to be honest, they were doing that before this, but...
Yeah, but like every time something like this happens, don't think that this isn't taking a toll on wrestling journalists.
Oh, no.
Don't think, like, for a second. Oh, it's,
it is.
Because I will never forget the first time that the mass releases came out and, you know, wrestling journalists started reporting them, and everyone was shitting on wrestling journalists, and they were only doing their jobs. Like, this, please, guys, subscribe to Fightful Select. So in this way, you can, you know, tell Sean that you appreciate everything that he's been doing. He's been putting in the work. Really, really, I just want this thing to be over. I know the mark in me would absolutely love to see Punk at Wembley. I really do. But not if this is at the price of my sanity, well-being, and love for wrestling. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I feel exactly the same way you do. I just want it to end. I think CM Punk is great for the business, just like pretty much everybody else does. It's just you don't want all the drama part of it. You just want... You want everybody to get along, you know, that's what you, deep down, that's what you want. You know, it's not going to happen. Nobody can, in the wrestling business, it's not ever going to happen. It's just the way it is. It's every sport. It's the way the world works in general. But it's time to, they have to figure it out, because, and I know I've said it before, and I know you didn't like it, but if they don't get it figured out soon, before those three contracts are up for the EVPs, it'll get really interesting. And I know people don't like that idea. I know they don't like it.
I don't even like you bringing it up.
I know, but I get it. But I'm just saying that, I mean, that it could get to that point. And we don't know. It might have already been figured out, like, on their side.
I know.
Yeah, it's possible. So, But yeah, let's move on. Like the other thing that was like that I advertised in our
swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For our show description wise, like what we were going to talk about. Thank you, Nick Khan did a lot of media appearances this week talking because of the upfronts and stuff and WWE.
When did he do that? When did he do the appearance? Do you know?
Well, that's the thing. There's been like the main one we're talking about, I think, was on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But there, he's done some every week, or every day this week.
I wonder, because I'm simply asking because Nick Khan is an amazing businessman, by the way. He knows what he's doing, and everything that he's done for the company has been, coming from something that he's been cooking in his mind. I'm asking because if all this happened, and he wanted to bring, all the wrestling attention back to, because everyone was talking about Dynamite, everyone was talking about Punk, about the Elite and everything. And I was wondering if he was, trying to take the ball back into his playground.
Yeah.
Just a genuine question.
Yeah. This one about the, okay. So there's one he did yesterday that he talked about where he brought up the fact that they were going to be doing another show in India this September.
Mm-hmm.
And he also brought up a point that they had talks about doing a Lucha Libre show.
Uh-huh.
So that was yesterday. He brought that up. There was also that WWE, if SmackDown was to move from Fox, WWE would be willing to obviously move SmackDown from a different night. And he started talking really positive about like other media places. He talked really positive about
Vital Select.
He talked about Jimmy Van picking it up. Jeremy Lambert,
the owner of Vital.
Yeah. He talked about like Amazon possibly picking up. But the thing is, he's a salesman, so he's going to talk. He's going to do his thing. Yes. So. Who knows? He talked about ESPN. He talked about just different entities who could possibly pick up WWE SmackDown. And very intriguing because I'm really curious to see what they do with this, because will it be one channel or one network that picks it all up? Because my thing is
Raw and SmackDown?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. And like, it's very possible that one does it, but I think in my line of thinking, if it's Netflix and like Amazon that pick it up, they have to at least put it on a cable channel, because otherwise I don't know how they're gonna, it just doesn't make sense to me, like for advertiser wise, like how they're gonna make money. They would
You have that disappointed look on your face.
No, that's my thinking. That's my thinking face. It's like the hand.
We've been on air so much, like with each other, like for way more over than a year now. So you have a little like some facial expressions. This was your disappointed look, and you have a Caden look. Every time Caden says something and you're just so appalled by what you're saying, you get the Caden look.
Yeah, that's
Caden, we love you, by the way. It's just Rob. It's not me. It's Rob.
Yeah, it's a Caden look. Yeah, thanks. Jesus. But the thing is I'm looking at this from the standpoint of how they would have to go to different. They would have to be on cable one way or another, or network TV, because it just doesn't make sense for them to go on Amazon or Netflix and just be on there and not be on cable. So that's what, like, I was thinking as I was talking, because otherwise, like, advertising dollars, it just doesn't make sense. Because I mean, they could still do commercials because Amazon does commercials during the NFL season. So it's just very puzzling to me. But I'm also wondering what happens down the road with, like, WWE Network, or, like, right now it's on Peacock. I know for the life of me, I want WWE to leave Peacock. I mean, I really do. I want them to either go back to WWE Network and do their own thing, or, like, they're obviously going to merge with UFC probably with whatever they do. I just, whatever they do.
When's the Peacock deal over?
They signed a 5-year deal in 2021 is when I think it took place. So
it's going to be,
I think. So it's just, and I know, like, internationally, this doesn't really have an effect.
I know.
But
you guys don't care about the rest of the world, don't you?
Yeah, no. I like I said, like you thought, I thought you guys were all one time zone, you know? Remember that joke? So
Europe, what's that country from?
Yeah. I've heard of it, but it'll be interesting. Yeah.
I get it. Wow. I really wanted to say something. And just.
Hey, you pulled a Rob.
I pulled a Rob. Jesus. Yeah. Okay. I have no idea how these things work. I don't know if they leave Fox, like, how. Isn't SmackDown so viewable and so watchable because it's on Fox? Like, yeah. It's so, everyone has it, everyone gets it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why it's so successful. Well, if because Roman Reigns is there, probably, I don't remember anymore. But, like, it's, if you move from Fox, where do you go? I have no idea what are the most viewed channels and programs in the States. I really don't. I have no idea.
It fluctuates. Like, well, usually for the longest time it was CBS here, but like it like from an average weekly standpoint, it was CBS for the longest time. But I know it like I said, it fluctuates for different times of the year. It's mainly because of what people like watch. Like, CBS had a lot of TV shows that were geared towards older people that don't go out as much. So, like your NCIS television shows, your Blue Bloods, like the show with Tom Selleck, they were more geared towards like your past your Chris Jericho demographic. They were for the 40, they were for the 50 and 51 and up or whatever, you know. That's what they were. That's a big number for advertising dollars, like, yeah, to an extent. So that, I mean, that's where that comes into play. It's just really curious, like, where this all goes. And that's what I'm looking at it from the standpoint of how it benefits me, because I really want them to leave Peacock more than anything. So I don't really care about anything else. I just want it to benefit me more. So there we go.
Yeah, I really want you guys to experience the greatness of the WWE Network, because, like, I suppose we take it for granted because it's, like, we're used to it. And it's fine. Otherwise, you can just get NordVPN and just use the network altogether.
Yeah.
Pay us money. A reminder, send us a super chat or a humper chat, guys, if you want to join in on the conversation. Let's move on to Bryan Danielson.
Yeah.
Is a part of AEW creative team. That's refreshing. That's so refreshing.
He saw this Will Washington guy and he's like, damn, I want to be like that guy. And he's like,
yeah,
Tony.
His name is Washington. I'm from Washington.
He's like, I want to do this. Tony, let's work it out. And Tony's like, you know what? I like Bryan. Let's give you a shot, kid. And
Bryan was a part of WWE creative.
We do have a super chat I need to read from Van Twinblade. I'm glad I just saw that name, by the way, pop right back up. He sends us a super chat that says, I'm simply here to demand you watch Glory Pro on Sunday. Tootie and Mayu are going to kick the hell out of each other. I just hope they both have fun. They will. And I probably won't get to watch it Sunday because I got plans, but I will watch it. I will, because...
Old fancy guy with the plans.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that, by the way. I will, actually. Thank you. I just need to, to remind myself to do that. I hope they do. And you know who's going to have fun? We, us watching that match. It's going to be so great.
Yes, sir. We did read it. And we are glad that Brody said his first words were dada. And Maggie said to give your wife a hug. And I did not ruin you telling anybody that what your kids' first words were before you did. So
yeah, you said it first. Okay.
Yeah. So we're ahead this time. I didn't do it. So there we go. But yeah, Bryan Danielson being part of creative, he did that for a little bit with WWE before he left. Yeah. He's a hell of a person to do it. You know, he was already like one of the top guys with William Regal teaching people like Jade Cargill, educating Jade Cargill in the ring. That's the thing. Like, it's easy for me to say, sitting here thinking, I'm not a wrestler, but I look and hear what William Regal and Bryan Danielson were talking about these younger wrestlers, how they could go every Tuesday or every Wednesday rather before the show. And basically those two would have a class. If you're trying to learn wrestling and you don't go to that class and you're not like one of the upper people, what the hell are you not doing? Why are you not there? That's my thing. Why would you not be there? I would do.
Rob Throwback send a Humber chat, not a.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yes, I'm sorry to cut you off. It's first of all, we're sending all our love to Corey, who just published a nice article about Leo Rush. Also, we love you, Corey. So I'm excited to see where this goes. I'm really excited because Bryan Danielson has a really, really beautiful mind, and I can't wait to see what he comes up with. Mm. It's going to be really nice. And if it doesn't work, it's okay. Like they have Will there. So
yeah. I like it. Yeah, that's, I'm just, yeah, and that's the thing. I'm curious to see what he does, because, I mean, I don't really know what he did on WWE when he was there, like what he did, like, on the creative side. So, here we go. I'll read Throwback's Humper Chat. He said, with Battleground card shaping up to be a throwback to Black and Gold almost, who do you see moving up next? Do you see Hayes winning in Lowell and making it to SummerSlam? Love you guys. Pray for my mom on Tuesday. She's been gone 4 years now. Mm. Well,
we're sending love and hugs your way, Throwback, for that last one. But Battleground, there's going to be four fucking shows on that weekend, Rob. It's going to be Under Siege, Impact. Then, don't forget about that one. And then we have the Saudi Night of Champions. We have Battleground. And then we have Double or Nothing. I'm sure that I'm forgetting something.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, you have... Did you say Night of Champions?
I did.
Okay. My bad. Oh. Oh. Sean just put on Fightful Select, he's going to have the release date for AEW Fight for Forever pretty soon.
So subscribe to Fightful Select,
guys. Yeah.
It's the easiest $5 that you're going to spend. We don't care how you do it. Just subscribe to Fightful Select.
Yeah.
Commit credit card fraud. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah, so Battleground, first off, we'll just go ahead and talk about that real quick. Which match are you looking forward to the most on Battleground?
The match that's going to determine the next NXT UK NXT Women's Champion.
Yeah. And Throwback's right. This card's looking really good. The Last Man Standing match, Dragunov versus Dijak, is going to be fun. I think the NXT.
Hold on, what did you think of the vignettes?
I thought they were. Yeah.
I don't know. No. Okay. Because when the first one aired, you know, Dragunov getting into the room where Dijak was, I thought that this was it. I thought that this was the end, you know, of the skit. And then they did two more, and I'm like, "What?" First of all, they were incredibly shot. Like, they were shot perfectly. I love the angles, the lighting, everything. It made it look so real. They were kind of goofy looking, but like in a really nice way, because Dijak has been kind of goofy for me, actually, ever since he's been back. But those segments were so good. And because I don't think that we're going to talk about this at all. But I just want to give you my thoughts. Do you remember... Jesus. Do you remember the segment in which Tony D'Angelo was escorted out by policemen from the restaurant that he had lunch with? Stax Lorenzo, do you remember the segment on NXT this week?
Yeah, I remember the restaurant, but I don't remember him being escorted.
Okay, so Tony D'Angelo and Stax Lorenzo were having a nice lunch in a really nice restaurant. And at this moment, Stax gets a phone call and he goes away to take the phone call. And in that second, two police officers, who they didn't show their heads. Like, they were, like, from here down, they were shown only their torsos, like not their heads, because probably there were wrestlers who were wrestling on Level Up and they didn't want them to, you know, to see who they were. So two police officers say, we gotta bring you in for questioning, to the police department. And they took him away. And then they went away. And there's, like, after that, Lorenzo asked the waitress, like, where did Tony D'Angelo go? Yeah. So I thought that this was an entire different thing. And let me tell you why, because it's me. Because you can tell that the police officers looked really jacked. I thought that Lorenzo Stax hired strippers for Tony D'Angelo. And then he pretended to have a phone call just so he can go away. And then for the strippers to celebrate, you know, the wonderful achievement that Tony D'Angelo has been having, you know, in the mob. And I thought that this was legitimate strippers. And I'm like, well, my version of the story was way better than what they did. And after the segment ended, and I was like, well, this is disappointing now. You were remarkably calm in my conversation about strippers. You're muted.
Well, the thing is when I was part of me was confused because I didn't get the. I wasn't really like I was lost more than anything because I was actually thinking, I'm like, why are they wanting to talk to him? Like, you know, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, this, I'm confused, because that's how I was looking at it. Like, I don't get it. And The stripper thing did not come to me at all, which you would think that would, but and I will say, like, we talked, like, before, like, I was having a hard time with NXT, like, just watching it. I was telling you, like, I was just not wanting to watch it. Like, I mean, I was, but it was just like, when wrestling's like a chore, that's when it's not fun, you know, obviously. And that's how I felt. And that is, that's exactly what I enjoyed this week's episode. And he, my thing now is I'm like, I don't want him to leave NXT anytime soon if they're going to be like this. Mm-hmm. If these episodes aren't that great. So,
I know.
Yeah. So, but overall it was really good. Like, but yeah, this show's looking good.
Yeah. I'm kind of jealous that you get to go, but then again, I'm going to Wembley. So
yeah, well, I don't get to go with throwback this.
Yeah. I was talking to throwback.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, as we move on, we
might as well talk about Dynamite.
Yeah, might as well. AEW Dynamite took place Wednesday night. And I was going to say where they were, and I already forgot.
Texas. So. Austin,
Texas. Yeah, Austin, Texas. That's where Caden and our friend Seahawk were both there. Man, those lucky bastards.
Yeah.
They got to be there.
They got to cry in person.
I wonder if they got to hold each other. I doubt it, but
Cam got to hang out with Will. That was so
cool. Yeah, that's cool. I'll be honest. It takes a lot for me to get that, like, fear of missing out feeling. Like, I'm like, damn, I'm really jealous that people I know were there. But when I heard that crowd reaction for Hangman, I was like, damn it. I wanted to be there for that, you know, like that was like, oh, that was powerful. It made me feel good. It was good. It was such a good show. But yeah, you know, Dynamite, great show again. Stop me if you've heard that before. Match, the show started with
Wardlow, actually.
Yeah.
Started with Wardlow.
Yeah. Your guy Wardlow.
Yeah, he got beat to death by Christian Cage and Luchasaurus. Listen, and Soupy was the one to tag me in a tweet about that, because he was like, I know that Maggie enjoys, you know, humpers for openers, but I think she'll enjoy this one too, because it's at some point it's going to be a bit exhausting to look at, you know, Wardlow squash matches. But hear me out, because a lot of people won't get to you know, hear me say that this really often. I think Wardlow should lose the title.
What in the holy hell did Maggie just say?
Yes, I think he should lose the title to Christian Cage at Double or Nothing. It's a ladder match. He won't get pinned. It's okay, listen up.
You've changed. I know. You've changed.
I know. I'm going to Wembley, I don't care. Listen up.
Can we coexist? I don't freaking know anymore. I don't know.
Listen to me.
Hold on, I gotta hit mute.
Yeah, please mute yourself.
I was told I got I got in trouble. I forgot. Yelled at.
Okay, I yelled at you for Baby Shark. Not that. I asked you really nicely. Okay, so hear me out. Has anything that Wardlow done? Are you drinking a beverage like Kenny Omega purposely? Okay, so has anything that Wardlow done with the championship title been working for you? Because it has not for me. I'm glad that Wardlow has a championship, but every time he gets his hands on that championship,
Arn Anderson's been working for me. That's about it.
Oh, you pulled out the Glock. Okay.
Yeah. Better than pulling out something else.
Yeah. So this is
that was a different DM conversation, wasn't it?
Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to be serious here.
I know. For once, trying to be.
For once, okay. For once, okay. So the most interesting thing that Wardlow has been a part of has been Arn Anderson, and he doesn't need a title for that. Like he can do, like Arn can make him go after totally different things. Wardlow can be the one facing MJF at Wembley, for instance. It can happen. I'm sorry for saying it, but it has not been working for me. Like, you can elevate so many people, but like Wardlow, he will never be as hot as he was this time last year when he was going to face MJF at Double or Nothing. They haven't utilized everything. Yes, his belt and more. Yeah, because there won't be anything holding his pants.
Soupy sends us a super chat. Says Maggie wants Wardlow to lose his belt and more. Yes. Van Twinblade sends us a super chat. Mag's important question. Pup, the band, yes or no?
That's an interesting question. What is that band?
P-U-P.
Yeah, but like what? I need clarification, sweetie. Please. I'm not at my best today. Let me see what I can do.
I want to say something that just kind of came to my mind when you were talking about Wardlow. This is fantasy booking right here. After the Anarchy at the Arena match, this isn't going to happen by any means, but this is like, if Rob Wilkins was booking and Rob Wilkins had billions of dollars, this is what I would want to happen. I just want a great match, you know, between the Elite and British Blackpool Combat Club.
You almost went there.
Blackpool Combat Club. But when you started talking about Arn Anderson for a minute, I was.
Yes, please continue. I'm looking up Pop.
No, that's fine. But what I was thinking, I'm like, you brought up that, and I was thinking about Wardlow or FTR Wardlow. You know, like
yeah, sure.
Those three, and then I was thinking about like if they could find one more person. What I would love more than anything, whoever wins that match, like at Anarchy in the Arena. This is not going to happen. I would love for that team to just get their ass kicked right after. And like the next thing you see is like all like four guys in the ring going like this with Arn Anderson, like holding up the four fingers, the four horsemen, like your back or something. Oh, God. That's what like that was just me. Like when you brought it up, I was just thinking, I'm like, there we go. But
yeah, okay. That's so just, Wardlow, FTR, and
just somebody else. Like, I don't know. Like,
Sean
Spears would be perfect. Or if you,
I miss Sean Spears.
I would like that. The chairman, bring him back.
Yeah, his theme, by the way, fucking banger.
Yeah, I do like that. He has a great thing.
Down anyone, he has to try to bring me down.
You know, that's something we should do too. We should do like a when we
ranking of wrestling things.
Yeah, and whenever we can try to get.
Where's Jeremy?
I sent him a message. So I'm convinced I'm on their mute list. I tell you, like, I'm like, better. It's been 6 hours. Better see what Wilkins needs. No, but, yeah. Anyways,
yeah.
I forgot. There we go.
About the wrestling theme music.
Oh, yeah. It would just be really cool to do like a ranking system, like where we rank songs and kind of do like a tournament and see where, let our viewers and listeners do something. And
just know how biased we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Yeah. Yeah. Moving on, because Jesus. Then we have Darby Allin and Orange Cassidy defeating Big Bill and Lee Moriarty.
Lee Moriarty.
Lee Mor. Thank.
I can't say other words in this one. I have no problem with. I don't get it.
Okay. Let me get it. Lee Moriarty. Okay, I'm never gonna say this again. It's Moriarty. Jesus.
There you go. You got it.
Ah!
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Dumb and Dumber?
No, it's a dumb movie. Oh.
Well, there's a scene where Jim Carrey is trying to figure out Lauren Holly's. She's the main, I guess, supporting actress in the movie, you'd say. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to figure out her last name, and he's trying to figure out her name. He's looking at a briefcase. He's like, it starts with an S. Sammy, Swami, just keeps on saying all these names. And then he sees on a briefcase it says Samsonite. He goes, Samsonite. I was way off. And that's, I just remember this. It's one of my favorite scenes, in a comedy. And it's so stupid, but it's great. And it is a dumb movie, but it's so dumb, it's hilarious. I know, great story, rich and compelling.
Great, yeah, excellent.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm regular Stephen King over here.
All I got from this match is that I want Darby Allin and Orange Cassidy to tag more, because this match was incredibly fun to watch, and they have a really interesting dynamic.
The other thing too is, there he is. Big Bill and Lee are really good, too. I've noticed that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are stopping our talk about AEW Dynamite to go talk about a Dynamite film franchise. And here he is, Mr. Jeremy Lambert.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
How are you guys doing? I'm here with family, the Fightful Overbooked family. This new camera and this light makes me, I don't know what it makes me look like. I look very tan. My coexisting main event
great.
Tan going.
You look good. Great. Did you buy a ring light? You money for that?
I did, but it's not actually on. I just got a new computer, and the camera on the computer looks really good. So, yeah, that's all it is. Now the ring light's not on. It's this backlight behind me that's on. But yeah, the camera on this computer makes me look good, I guess. There we go.
You didn't have this camera on the show this morning in the weeds.
This is the same camera. I just don't have this light back on there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I put the ring light on for that one, so it's a little bit darker because, it's in the
weeds.
So you're digging in the dirt.
You just didn't want Joel.
Got a lollipop from one of the kids. So.
There you go. You got it from the kid. You took it from one of the kids. I know you.
No, the kids like me.
Yeah, well, they do, but I know you still took the lollipop.
This is my off time, so I'm in.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Parent mode, and just chilling right now.
There you go.
I got a date tonight and everything. I'm just trying to get by.
Did you get those $50 worth of super chats just so you can go watch the movie?
No, but I she actually likes me enough to where we might still go. I'm not gonna make her go see it. We're gonna go have a nice dinner, and then that's it. That's all we're gonna do. It's gonna be a nice night.
You should do Vin Diesel tricks in the car and to get her to the restaurant. Do something that.
Maybe.
Family.
We'll just drive really fast to the restaurant.
There you go.
I feel like that's not illegal, right? We'll jump from one car to another. We got two vehicles here. We'll drive side by side. Yeah. We'll drive side by side and then just swap out vehicles in the middle of the driving. That seems like a good fast period.
Police officers understand this weekend more than any other weekend of the year.
They should. We should be able to easily get away with anything. Look, it's fast weekend, okay?
Yes.
If we can't get away with literally anything in the world, when are we going to be able? I feel like it should be a national holiday whenever there's a fast movie release that you are allowed to perform Fast and Furious stunts in your free time. And whatever happens, happens. You assume the risk when you do this.
Yeah,
and this is the only weekend that cops should never tell you to fasten your seatbelts.
Jesus. God.
I can't believe they didn't call it that, by the way. They should have really called it that. Really should have called it that.
Yeah. So
Soupy's got the right idea. Let the wife drive backwards really fast. Yeah. Try to jump the car into a boat. That was one of my favorite stunts.
this isn't a nice time where Canadians are agreeing with American movies. Come on. What does Joel have to say about this?
Oh, does it...
Who cares with Joel? See, I'm Paul Walker in the second one. And, you know, all right, cuh. Has a lollipop. That's what I'm paying tribute to here.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're also the owner of Fightful, so you can do whatever the hell you want. So.
That's true. That's true. I'm trying to fire Joel by now. Joel's family today.
Too bad.
Everybody's family today.
Yeah. This weekend, because it's Fast 10 weekend. That's one thing that, like, whenever you bring it up on Twitter, I always try to join the conversation because I love this franchise as much as you do. And I wanted to, like, ask you a couple of questions. Like, the first time, like, you watch this, like, the movies, like, were you just enamored, like, with the first one and that did it? Like, when they kept doing it? Or, like, or what's your favorite one out of all the whole series? I'm just curious because I want to do a fast...
Me.
Oh, she can't stand the series, she said. I can't. Like, I didn't really give her an option on this, by the way. I'm like,
Jeremy's coming. I'm like, I'm so happy. What? Why? And he was like, oh, he's going to talk about Fast and Furious.
I didn't give her the option because I didn't want to take this chance.
Hey, I'm always up for Jeremy being on the stream. I don't care what she talks about.
Okay, there you go.
I saw the first one. I thought it looked interesting. That was kind of it. I saw the second one in theaters like 3 times. And yeah, I was in high school. All my friends wanted to see it. They knew I liked it. So like I was just going with them. Like whichever friend wanted to go see it, I hadn't seen it yet. And they asked me to go see it. I was like, yeah, I've already seen it, but sure. Let's go again. So I saw the second one in theaters like 3 times. And after that, I used to make it a tradition to go with my dad to see it every time the new one came out. But then that stopped once we got older. I got older and got moved. That really didn't help things when I moved. I wasn't able to do it. But yeah, family, when it came to that, family and friends is who I would go see those movies with. But yeah, from the very first one, I was like, oh, this is cool. And then I realized it was a Point Break remix, which I love Point Break. But that didn't make it any worse to me. I was like, Point Break rules. So someone should remake this.
Johnny Utah, man. Yes. Yeah. I'm a huge Johnny Utah fan. Yeah. And the thing, like, this series, I think, really took off in film, like Hollywood really was when The Rock joined it. That's when it, like, just exploded in the franchise. But the one thing that I'm a huge Jason Statham fan. Me and my buddies, we this is so stupid, and I'm gonna announce this, but we it's like we're the four horsemen. We call it the Jason Statham fan club because we go to every Jason Statham movie, no matter what, together. It's stupid as hell, but we do it. So yeah, I just absolutely love you. Well, at least Joel get another show to do, so that's good.
The cat is trying to get out. Come here, cat. Come here.
Oh, good.
This
is
the only
family. You call a cat.
Yeah, this is how we call this one. This one, cat. This cat's very stupid. This cat, she's meowing. I don't know if that person. That's how we call this one because she's very dumb. So this is how we have to do it.
Well, I know you're off right now, and you're going to be covering wrestling tonight. But so I won't.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're
off.
Oh yeah, your date night. Your date night.
Yeah, I got a date.
I forgot about that. I completely forgot.
Sweet. What's that like?
What is dating like?
I don't know,
it's the person you're married to, like, it's nice. I enjoy that person very much, so we have good conversation. And it's been a long week for the Lambert household, so we're gonna have a nice downtime. With just no kids, we're just gonna have nice downtime.
Wow, I have no idea what that means.
ChatGPT dumped me today, and I don't even know how the hell. Yeah, it's not going well. That's how long it's been. For dates, but well, now that you don't know when you're gonna, do you know when you're planning on seeing Fast?
Like so. Legitimately, and like I say, I'm this huge fan and I need to see the movie and everything. The problem is, one, the money aspect of it. Two, the bigger aspect is, yes, the kids, not a movie the kids are going to be seeing. And then so, like, figuring out a time that I can devote, like, 3 hours to without the kids around and everything, kind of difficult. So I'm legitimately probably not going to see it until, like, it starts streaming on some platform, which is very – the wife will legitimately go see it with me. She will make time. She will go see it with me. She would honestly be like, hey, if you want to go watch it alone, like a loser, you can do that too. But I don't want to go see it alone.
She's such a sweetheart.
Let's think. There's some people not too far from you. Like Connor Casey doesn't live too far from you. He can watch kids, right?
Connor Casey lives in like Nashville. He's not.
Oh, that's like, okay. That's close.
8 hours away.
Might as well I watch the kids. Okay.
How far is Pittsburgh? How far? I thought he lived like close to you.
No.
Who else? Dennis Farrell's not too far from you.
I have no idea where Dennis Farrell actually.
He's somewhere in Ohio. That's close enough.
I legitimately think like Sean is the closest person to me.
You can call Cassidy and he'll drive.
I think I'm going to GCW this weekend. It's in Columbus, which is about 2 hours away. I legitimately texted Cass. I was like, hey, come up to GCW in Columbus with me this weekend.
We're going to watch Fast and Furious.
Yeah, I mean, we probably would have just gone and see Fast and Furious off of that too. But I did text Cass, like, hey, come to GCW with me this weekend. Of course, he's going elsewhere this weekend. I got to hit up Cass earlier than sometimes I can give him like 2 days notice and he'll be there. But I had to give him much more notice. See, Scott says Dennis is in Detroit. Detroit's a few hours away.
He's not. So. He lives in Ohio.
Okay. There you go. I'm battle of where Dennis Farrell lives.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure he's in Ohio. He, like, from what it sounds like, I mean, I produce a show. You, like, somewhat produce it. I should know.
Okay. Come to, like, stop. Come to...
Sorry.
Getting that
come wallet. To Wembley no. and I'll go see the movie with you.
I'll come over there. I mean, I got to get it. I have a passport, actually. I can come over there. I've got my passport and everything. It's got one stamp on it. That's it.
Very nice. I have
this will
one
be stamp. My first stamp on my passport.
Very cool. When are you coming to America, Maggie, to try cereal more than anything?
Yeah, and wings. No, I'm going to have wings at Wembley, by the way. I will have wings. I will try wings.
Will you punch Alex McCarthy in the face for me at Wembley?
I will gorilla press him into Wembley.
Oh, look at that. That's why you're my favorite employee, Maggie. Nobody else that does these things.
Yeah.
You are not only willing to punch him in the face, you're also willing to just gorilla press him. I appreciate
it. Yeah, the main focus was me, you know, making a YouTube channel of me gorilla pressing Alex McCarthy into different UK landmarks and me making money and, you know, going to wrestling shows like with that money, because London is fucking expensive, Jeremy. You have no idea. I have zero money after purchasing tickets, you know, flights, stay. Like, I have zero money now, and I have to, you know, get all the money for, you know, my actual stay there. So I'm gonna need that, you know, money from YouTube from, you know, hurting Alex McCarthy a lot.
I make sure you get every dime off of the Alex McCarthy gorilla press.
Just got to make sure it's recorded so Jeremy can see it.
Yes, yeah. We'll put that on.
Oh yeah, man, that'll get like tons of views. And I like, and we can maybe, like, if we get the right people at Peacock, maybe we can get that added into the stream. I don't know. I don't know. Well, this was a great Fast and the Furious talk. I know.
So yeah.
I don't know what the hell I was thinking, but, and that's a question that everybody asks about me, but, yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I just thought we'd talk Fast and the Furious. It didn't really go that well, but. What else is new with me?
We don't always need to talk. This whole conversation is Fast and Furious, because this whole conversation is family. It's all family. I'm here with my family, Rob Wilkins and Maggie, you know, just talking about whatever we want to talk about, because that's what Fast and Furious is at the end of the day. It's about whatever. It's about family and talking about and doing whatever you want with your life. But as long as you're going to do it with your life, do it a quarter mile at a time.
Yeah. just out and gone. I loved it. He Will Washington to us. He
absolutely. Bye.
Bye. See ya. That was great. I loved it. All right. Jesus. That was fun.
God, I love Jeremy so much.
I'm sending Jenna Carroll a text right now because this is driving me freaking nuts.
Do you want me to take it over?
Yeah, take it over. I got done.
Yes, now. Thank you. We had Jesus. Okay, that's not cartoonish at all. then we had Sammy Guevara versus Exodus Prime. This, I'm puzzled because Sammy Guevara has been all over the place playing jump rope with that heel and face line. It's really weird, and I'm gonna tie this up with Jungle Boy versus Rush. Jungle Boy versus Rush was such an amazing match. I really hope that they do revisit this somewhere in the future. And I'm not talking about a hair versus hair match between those two, which I never want to see because those two have amazing hair. But the thing is, Jungle Boy is supposed to be a face, right?
Yeah.
So he beat Rush with holding the tights, by holding the tights. It wasn't legal. It was, schemey. And Jungle Boy has never shown this part of his character. Granted, Jungle Boy has no character. They've done this because he said so himself in an interview he recently did. Why are you laughing?
I was wrong. Son of a bitch. Okay Scott, you're right.
What?
Scott was right. He said he lived in Michigan, and I thought he said Ohio.
Oh, okay.
So Dennis got back.
Apologize to Scott, right?
I did. I said it like. Okay. I said it. I'm sorry, Scott. I was wrong. First time I've been wrong all year. Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, first time.
So, as I was saying, Jungle Boy has said so in recent interviews that he doesn't like promos. He doesn't like doing promos. He's not good at doing promos. Really, Jungle Boy? Really? Like, I haven't noticed. But I do remember he was good at some point at promos because he was really fiery. I don't remember which certain promo that was, but I get it because me myself, I would be horrible in promos. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. But this was weird because Jungle Boy was this polished baby face, and like all of a sudden he cheated. If they turn this into a storyline where Jungle Boy actually kind of maybe turns heel, which will be weird because Christian Cage turned heel on him.
Yeah.
Again, on the turn heel on him. And then for just him to lead to being a heel as well, this will be weird. But this was puzzling to me, and I hope it's a part of the storyline. Because you know what this four-way for Double or Nothing is making? For, like, it's showing just how freakishly ahead MJF is from the other three. In every way.
Yeah. There's something weird. You're right. There is something very weird about this. And I'm very curious to see where they're going with this. Because if he does something where he helps MJF win, could you imagine what? My head will probably explode if that happens because
they need to make this match interesting because if this is the main event and not the Anarchy at the Arena, if this is the main event, they need to make people stay for the match.
Yeah.
And Soupy's right. Because the match itself, it's going to absolutely slap. These four are amazing in the ring. Imagine what they can do together. But they need to make this match interesting and jaw-dropping. Because if this match has to follow, and by follow, I don't mean exactly after. If this match has to follow the Anarchy in the Arena match, it's got big-ass shoes to fill.
Yeah.
It was fire because it was a weird, naughty word coming from the baby. Like, this was why it was fire. The promo itself, it was okay. But it was because it was coming out of Jack Perry's mouth. That's why it was so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, Roderick Strong versus Chris Jericho was such a good match. I loved this because it was something different on a show and not on a pay-per-view. It was something different. It was a little bit of taste for what we're about to get on Anarchy at the Arena, because it was fucking everywhere. There were ice creams all over. I really wanted a bit where Roderick Strong, took like a $20 bill from his trunks and was like, this for the ice cream. I really wanted this to happen. I cringed at the moment they got their filthy feet on the grass, you know, where the pin took place. Like, fucking keep off the grass, you assholes. The Adam Cole thing was predictable, but it wasn't bad. Like, predictable isn't bad at this point across. It did make Chris Jericho look a bit dumb because, like...
it didn't, but I liked it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, and I suppose we're going to get him against Adam Cole in Double or Nothing. I'm pretty sure that they're going to make it next week. Either Chris Jericho is going to beat the crap out of Adam Cole or, you know, something other than that. But, like, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Did you notice that was Maddie Rinkowski that was, like, at the ice cream thing?
No.
Yeah, it was her.
I didn't. Yeah. So good. Yeah. But yes, it was great. Jay White and Ricky Starks, another weird finish because like a DQ finish. I don't like how Ricky Starks has been portrayed ever since he beat Chris Jericho. It's kind of puzzling. I still think that he should be the one to dethrone MJF. At this point, I'm pretty sure it's going to be Adam Cole.
Baby.
Probably, and I'm perfectly fine with that. But Ricky Starks, man, like, why isn't he one of the pillars? It's just, yeah, it's been kind of iffy.
I agree. Like, it's been weird for him since Jericho, and I don't really know why that's changed for him so much. And what was really weird is how this was a don't take this out of context, everybody, but it's weird how much this was like a WWE finish.
Yeah, it was.
But it was a good, I mean, the matches were good like normal. I mean, you know, that was, I just wasn't expecting that. But then we had Don Callis after that. That son of a bitch, Don Callis.
The super butthole.
Super butthole.
The super butthole.
So, and again, we did talk about it earlier, but man.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk about, Jay Lethal, Sanjay Dutt.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Yeah, Jay Lethal's wife, you know, like the only thing I want to talk
Jeff Jarrett's wife, yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett's wife. The only thing I want to talk about this is Tony Schiavone saying Sanjay Dutt. This popped me. I'm sorry. I know you're kayfabe angry at,
bastard. And,
but like, this was so funny. I'm sorry, Sanjay Dutt. And Tess was fucking crying on commentary.
Oh, I heard
that. He was fucking losing his mind after that. This was so great. Yes, but the Elite. So, Don Callis, super butthole, comes out and, you know, tries to stall time because he doesn't want to give us a reason why he turned on Kenny. He never did. He, like,
Kenny Omega turned on me a long time ago. It wasn't me. It was him first.
Like, what? Was this because he refused to be on the, you know, singles star and he, you know, dove into, you know, tag team matches and everything and whatsoever after losing, you know, the the heavyweight championship. He gave us nothing. Then Kenny Omega came topless. And and then the Young Bucks came after being, you know, previously attacked on the show by BCC. They come out, you know, every time Matt Jackson sells anything that he has injured the same way. He just limps. He is basically Kevin Owens. Just go back and whatever Kevin Owens.
Oh, I've noticed.
Like Matt Jackson is absolutely the same. I love the guy. So, they're limping comically. So Young Bucks come out, and I'm like, something is happening. Someone is coming. It's probably Hangman, also me. And like, then he came out. I, like you saw, guys, I was crying. It just feels so great. Do you think that this was a jab at CM Punk? We are the heart and soul of.
I think there was some AEW. Meaning behind it. Yeah, I think there was
some meaning behind it. Yeah, as well. But like, it doesn't need to be. It really doesn't, because like, Hangman has been ridiculously silent about the whole situation.
Just let it be. Just let it be. I'm keeping it right there for now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, I have Fightful on my.
He just must have ran into my account. Like, you don't have it in your profile name, though.
Oh, I don't. I don't.
I know he's watching. He watches every week.
Yeah, sure. So it was just a ridiculously happy moment for me. Thank you for making me do reactions to something.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, shout out to Soupy for the wonderful PR work that he's been doing. The video he did this with Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. Man. Super, you do a great job every week, and I think
at some point we gotta send him money for that.
Yeah, and hugs and something. But
this
is
blocking our names.
I know. I'm moving it. Whoa! I almost removed you. Wow. One second.
Yeah, who needs me, right?
I don't know. Trust me, we need you because
existing with Raw.
Yeah, and
let's talk real quick about Raw because, like, we have 10 minutes. Jesus. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. I wasn't a fan of them losing, getting pinned. We both hate the championship, the champions getting pinned, and also like everyone should be mad at that. But like after the fiery promo they did there, yes, thank you, I will. But like after that, so they're booked for Night of Champions to defend those championships against Roman Reigns and the Solo Sikoa. How?
Talking about politics here real quick, and I'm not going to do that long. There's been talks between Syria and Saudi Arabia and like peaceful talks, and people think that has a lot to do with it. I still don't think it's happening. That's just
me. If he still gets to do the Sami for Syria thing,
yeah,
it'll be okay because like he still be. But like if they make him stop, he's not going. Yeah. I know he's not. He's not going.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see. But we are getting Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles. My heart is so full. I don't care who wins. I win. it's gonna be the best ever. I'm gonna love this so much. I know that a lot of people won't be watching because it's Night of Champions and it's there. I know, but like I hope the people give this a chance because like it's one of my dream matches. Come on. And it's a big dream match. I know it's happened before. I know. But, like, it has real big stakes right now. So, this is going to be so great.
This is what I think we're getting. I think we could get this. But I also think it's possible we could get... I think it's possible we could get Judgment Day.
Next week. How do we get that?
You got Raw coming up, and you got SmackDown tonight. So, there is a double taping of SmackDown tonight.
Double taping, for next week. But like, this is a really big match. Roman and Solo versus the Usos is a huge match.
That is true.
It's a huge match. How can you
Yeah, that's true.
This is a SummerSlam match. At the least.
Yeah. Supi, I think she's right on this.
How can you push something like that?
I said something to somebody earlier this week. I thought maybe like what we would see is Sammy and KO get like just attacked and like we'd see like Michael Pierce, it's former football player, Adam Pierce say, these guys obviously can't wrestle at Night of Champions. So, like, we'll figure something else out. Something like that. That's what I thought.
That's maybe stupid. Why promote this?
Well, that's just what I know.
Sell tickets? Why?
That's the thing. I don't know. And you're absolutely right. This could still happen. I just can't really believe it's more than anything. That's all. That's
if it happens. If it happens, I'm not gonna be mad. Like, of course, I'm gonna be mad if Roman wins this. But not really, because like you guys are gonna hear that on Coexisting After Dark with Rob and myself and our guest Rick. I really want to watch the world burn. If Roman wins those championship belts and then gets the new belt, I'm gonna fucking lose my mind. This is gonna be so funny. I'm gonna be fucking miserable after that. I'm not gonna lie. But like at this point. Gonna be fucking laughing out of my mind, and then a week later I'm gonna hate everything.
Yeah,
Rick, absolutely everything.
Rick, Uchino, right?
Yes,
I did it. It didn't take me 6 years.
Now you need to apologize to Chris for not getting his name right for a year.
Chris Mueller. Now I can do it. I still just pause.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. Other than that, anything else stick out for you on Raw? Because we got,
yeah, we need to do the SmackDown preview because it's gonna be.
Yeah, we're going SmackDown over, folks.
I know. Shinsuke Nakamura and The Miz was, it was fun. I just love seeing Shinsuke Nakamura back. Mustafa Ali being the one to challenge Walter. I'm sorry, Gunther for the IC belt.
Yeah.
I'm glad, by the way. I hope that the only reason why Mustafa Ali is in this match isn't because he's from that part of the world. I hope so. Because this is fucking stupid. If they do nothing with Mustafa Ali after that, I'm gonna be so fucking pissed. Because we all love Mustafa Ali. Come on, like we all know how great he is. All those the training vignettes that he did during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I miss that, Ali. I'm not actually on board with his creative as of late because I don't buy that positive Ali gimmick. It's bugging the crap out of me because I have no problem with goofiness, okay? It's me. I have no problem with that. But, like, having in mind that it's like he's wasted. His talent is wasted.
Yes, yeah, I know, but...
Dominic Mysterio defeating Xavier Woods pissed me off, but I suppose that this was the general idea.
Yeah.
Raquel Gonzalez getting barely kicked by Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, Jesus. I saw that and I was like, man, come on.
Well, come on, like, she cannot catch a break, okay? She cannot catch a break. Poor Ronda. Girl, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sure that she really tries, okay? I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
She cannot be doing this on purpose. Seriously. Well,
nice.
I know. But like, the thing that we thought was going to happen is going to happen. Like, they're going to win those championships. I'm anxious to see what they do with the women's NXT championship. So that's, you know, yet to be determined. A quick preview for tonight's SmackDown. Grayson Waller. We're going to have the Waller effect with special guest AJ Styles. We're going to go back to that. This is going to be so fucking awesome. I love this. It's going to be so great. I love that match in NXT. Brawling Brutes against Pretty Deadly is going to be another really awesome match, because if you're not familiar with Pretty Deadly from NXT UK and NXT 2.0, you're going to be really pleasantly surprised. We have LA Knight and Rick Boogs versus the Street Profits. I'm happy to see LA Knight on my screen.
Yeah.
We have the Usos versus Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar. This match is going to be so great. It has no right to be on a random episode of SmackDown whatsoever. Then we have Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa come face to face with Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. If we have any further development on the program, sure.
They did add Asuka versus Zelina.
Zelina.
Just a few minutes ago.
So. Poor Zelina.
Yeah. AEW Rampage preview. That's actually at 6:30 Eastern tonight. You're gonna hear from the Hardys and brother Zay. You're gonna have Dustin Rhodes versus Bishop Khan. Jade Cargill open challenge. The Acclaimed.
Jesus.
The Acclaimed and Daddy Ass versus the Varsity Athletes, and Blackpool Combat Club versus Best Amigos and Bandido.
The best friends cannot catch a break, seriously.
No, they're like, yeah, they're no. They can't.
Poor guys.
So let's go here real quick. Da, 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 da. We'll go ahead and do Rick. We'll do Rick's first, so I'll let you start.
I'm absolutely perfectly fine with this being the only Cooper effect if you are. Just, tell you jokes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Guys, again, go subscribe to Fightful Select and watch our wonderful chat with Rick. He's going to be heading our AEW Collision post show on Fightful's main channel. You have no idea what fun you're going to be into, because his sense of humor is really fun, and his insight is really, really wonderful, and he's actually a really, really wholesome person, and we need that in wrestling media. I'm really happy to be working, with Rick, not directly, but like, he's gonna be a part of the team, and I'm so happy because you just guys get to see what how wonderful he does. The team that we've assembled for Collision is absolutely wonderful. Go check out our chat. We had so much fun. We laughed a lot. You'll probably almost never meet a bigger Becky Lynch fan than him. But hey, you can try. So yeah. Rob.
He's a great guy. I enjoyed talking to him. He does a lot of radio work in the Cincinnati area, and that was one thing that I talked to him about, because that was something I wanted to do when I was younger, was get into radio. So I enjoyed talking to him about that. Just overall great guy. Glad he's going to be part of the team. We talked a lot. We talked about our guy SP3. He does a lot of work with SP3. Just overall a great guy. And more importantly, just want to welcome him to Fightful, and hopefully we'll get Cresta and Iridian, right? I can't say her name because I haven't watched her before.
I know. Hopefully,
I'm looking forward to her, because I've heard nothing but great things. So
of course, we will have all of them on our show. And Scott, yes, I am so happy for Subculture. I've missed them so much ever since NXT UK stopped being a thing. They were injured. I'm so incredibly happy. I'm anxious to see what they can do. I wonder if, because all of them, I've seen them only in NXT UK. I haven't seen them in Indies before that. I wonder if they held back because it was NXT UK, and I cannot wait because they're going to put everything on the table at Impact. I'm, yes, thank you for bringing that up. This is just so, guys, please go and watch Subculture. Just go.
All right. I actually don't have any jokes today.
Why?
Because I, like, remember what I told you earlier? Like, I didn't save my document, so. But I do. This was part of my joke today. Like, I was going to do. I got this muffin from Mindy's Bakery today. They're closed every Monday and Tuesday, but that's all I got. So stupid. You know the CM Punk thing. That was like my.
I know, but why? You have to eat it into the microphone.
Yeah, well, I will.
Please don't do that. Please, like, no.
It's almost like sex, but I forgot what that was like. So, oh well, Maggie, plug your shit.
I don't want to.
No.
Guys, follow me, please, on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I'm going to do a thing. Let's get me to 6K on Twitter before Wembley. At least.
I'm going to do thing, too. I don't know. No, I won't. I don't really got nothing. Just follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. And follow Maggie at what she just said so she can get 6,000 followers because she should have 6,000 followers. And you can follow me on Instagram at FIFORub. And if you like Pedro Pascal, you should definitely follow Maggie on Instagram at Maggie.IK. I'm telling you, if you really like them, you should.
Hashtag Daily Pedro.
Hashtag
I'm really committed. At this point, I'm really committed to the bit. I'm not stopping. Like, I'm not.
What, hashtag I'm your, what is it? I'm your internet.
I'm your slutty daddy.
Yeah. Internet, I'm your slutty internet daddy or something like that. But guys, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you so much. And
thank you for supporting us. You guys
We really appreciate you. And I hope some of you get out and go to.
Yeah, David Busters, damn it.
We were doing so well, weren't we?
Yeah, we were doing so well.
So when Adam Page came out the other day, did you have a... No? No, not at all.
Could we just end the show?
What about now?
Happy anniversary!
No? Still no? Oh, that was loud.
No.
I got nothing anymore here.
Nah. Yeah, you know what? We can do end the show.
End the show. Okay. All right, guys. We will talk to you later. We will see you next week.
For a lot of predictions.
Yeah, lots of predictions. A lot
of predictions.
Impact.
Under Siege. Night of Champions. NXT Battleground. And AEW Double or Nothing. Jesus Christ.
That's a lot. Man, if we even have a show, we'll see after today. Holy hell, I might get let go. Guys, we'll see you later. You know what it means. It means peace.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale. For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.